Asia Pacific Report with Sanusha Naidu.
Sanusha, good morning and welcome. Hope you're well.
Good morning. Yes, and how are you?
Good, good. So the pro-China Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands fails to secure a majority.
Yes, so the election requires the incumbent to essentially win 50+, but it's an extensive round of voting. And this time around, he's quite short in terms of the number of votes he needs to get. I think it's around about the lead is in double digits. So I think at this point in time, it does make it difficult to see whether or not he will be able to get those votes. But I think at the same time, it's about the fact that we are seeing, for example, China's the China factor playing a critical role in domestic politics in countries like the Solomon Islands, we saw in Maldives, as well as in other countries where elections are happening. So I think this is something that we have to keep a pulse point on.
Then moving on from the Solomon Islands, we see that vote flights, Indian parties are wooing golf experts for the Kerala election.
Yes, so we do know that voting has started in India. It started on April 19th. This is quite a big voting exercise in the world by a single country. It goes over 6 to 8 weeks. And basically what's going on now is that migrant workers who are outside of India, who are now outside in Dubai, other Gulf countries, etc., are essentially flying back home to vote. And that's a major exercise, both in terms of the logistics, but also in terms of the fact that it's a big point of departure for political parties like the BJP and of the Congress. And I think in that context, it's very important for us to understand that the diaspora in the Indian context plays a critical role in the context of its domestic politics. And it could actually be a very important issue, particularly in terms of the final outcome of this election, because this election in India is very, very important in terms of where India is going and how much the BJP is going to be a critical figure, a critical actor in terms of taking India there. So all the votes that come in, even if it's the diaspora that fly back home, it's critical for this outcome.
And then Maldives' pro-China president has nothing to block him after a big poll win, and India is now concerned.
Yes. So this is the juxtaposition article to this, the Solomon Islands, because now that the Maldives president has been sworn in, he's got complete gravitas to decide how he wants to engage with China, how much China can play a role in the domestic politics of his country, particularly investment, economics, trade, etc. This has been quite a serious issue for India, because the Indian Ocean Rim is a very pivotal area for India's geopolitical interests, but also in terms of its strategic interests in the context of trade. And so having China so close to India's backyard has always been a headache for India. And so this is the concern India has, is that as countries in the Indian Ocean pivot away towards becoming more independent in how they want to deal with their foreign policy, or decide that they want to engage with actors that India may not necessarily feel are actors that should be in the Indian Ocean Rim, creates this headache. So it's really geostrategic, and it's also about the pushback against China in the Indian Ocean.
All right, Sanusha, as always, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Welcome. Take care.
Have a great week.
You too.